The World Bank is putting more resources into the Pacific region. Over the three-year period ending in June 2020, the bank will nearly triple its financing across the Pacific to $825 million. That includes roughly quadrupling investments in the Marshall Islands and the Federated States of Micronesia. Victoria Kwakwa is the head of the World Bank for East Asia and the Pacific. She sees a series of projects in the region marking a new commitment to several areas in severe need of assistance. She spoke with us this week during a visit to the Marshall Islands and the Federated States of Micronesia.
We have indeed stepped up our engagement in the Pacific and within the Pacific in Republic of Marshall Islands and in SSM. I think it's part of the global development community realizing the specific constraints that small island developing states face. You know, they're very vulnerable to climate, they have a narrow economic base, and they have major issues with remoteness and connectivity. And they're not as able as other developing countries to raise the kinds of resources that are needed to support their development, and doing more to bring the financing to the table that will give them a better chance to improve their development opportunities. It also comes at a time when we all know that climate vulnerabilities are increasing. So it does make sense that these countries that are particularly vulnerable to climate get increased attention and increased support.
You know, you mentioned climate change, and the intensity of that has certainly picked up in recent years. Looking ahead with how the World Bank views this area, this part of the world, and what their projects are going forward, are you making adjustments based on the changes in climate change expectations? For example, some construction projects or some other larger projects that you might be considering?
Across the Pacific and in FSM, as you mentioned, we're helping them work on issues around climate adaptation. We're also helping them with the issues of managing their fisheries sector. As you know, for several of the countries, including FSM, fisheries is a major provider of livelihoods, is a big part of the economy. And so managing the fishery sector in a sustainable way is really key to the sustainability of these economies. And we're working with FSM and others on it. We're also working on issues of connectivity. These countries are really remote. The land mass that they cover is small, but it's spread over a wide ocean area. You know, so the connectivity agenda, bringing small markets together and connecting them to other markets, is a major challenge and something that needs to happen to support them in their economic activities. In terms of what we're doing on the climate, we're trying to make sure that everything that we do is climate sensitive. And particularly the infrastructure work that we do is resilient to climate. So designing, whether it's road infrastructure or even aviation infrastructure that can weather climate events, we're working with them as well to help them adapt and protect them from major climate events. So as we're changing what we're doing in that we're making sure that climate is mainstreamed in the work that we're doing more and more. We're learning more about how to do climate resilience across our portfolio of operations, and we're doing more on climate, more investments that would help them adapt and also help them turn to more renewable energy paths. We're working with FSM in the energy sector, and part of it is really around renewables. So yes, we are doing more on climate, and even in the existing programs or the different areas of work, we're making sure that our investments are more climate responsive and climate resilient.
We'll come back to the renewables in just a moment, but across FSM, the Federated States of Micronesia, When you talk about connectivity, and traditionally the World Bank aligns itself with governments, are you getting private sector assistance within this? Are you getting help and investments and commitments from the private sector in addition to government?
Yes. As you know, the World Bank Group includes the public sector agencies. We also have a private sector group, the IFC, and we work together in these countries. So there are IFC investments that can help generally bring more private sector participation in these countries. But even on the public sector side of our work, the way that we see it is that a lot of what we do with our governments creates the space for the private sector investments to come in. If the infrastructure isn't there, if the way that the maritime sector is being handled and what the public sector needs to do isn't being properly done, then, you know, you're limiting the possibilities and the opportunities for the private sector.
And when specifically you talk about the sustainable energy project in the Marshall Islands, I'm wondering in terms of, one, participation of the private sector in that, and also in terms of technology and moving ahead to battery storage, for instance. Is this something that is part of your blueprint there as well?
Yes. We're doing work in solar and solar street lighting. And that has to work with batteries. So the battery technology is something that we are using to bring and to increase the ability of countries like FSM to tap solar possibilities. And, you know, what we are doing, certainly the solar sector is an area where the private sector can be engaged. This is an area that we encourage our countries to open up to private sector and to see what private sector interest is out there to work in this area. But we are indeed bringing in the technologies which the public sector can help put in place the battery opportunity so that solar can and be rolled out much more effectively in the country. It's just really the importance that the World Bank attaches to our partnerships with small island developing states like Federated States of Micronesia, and that we do have an opportunity to work with them on some of the very difficult development challenges. And I think our partnership or our stepped-up engagement is relatively new, but we're doing good things together, and we're focusing on strong implementation so that the resources that we bring to the table can really deliver good outcomes to the people of FSM and indeed people in the Pacific as a whole.
Thank you very much, Victoria Kwakwa, Vice President of the World Bank for East Asia and the Pacific, joining us from the North Pacific today, calling from the Federated States of Micronesia.
Thank you very much.